Hello and welcome to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Dong Ning. 大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。
Hello, this is Paul.
今天呢，我们首先来到意大利看一看。Italian winemaker eagerly wedded to centuries old traditions are slowly embracing Twitter, blogging, and Facebook to boost sales that have been hit by the global economic crisis. Italy, the world's second biggest wine producer after France, saw export sales drop 6% to 3.5 billion euros in 2009, hit by the crisis and advancing competition from the New World wines.And they said, in the times of crisis, it is important to experiment with new ways of making yourself known. Yeah, so they find Twitter, blogging, and Facebook is a new way to, there are more buyers with this kind of social media.
Yeah, and Susanna Crociani, her family owns Crociani, and they make a full body red Tuscan wine.And Crociani says that she was the first Italian winemaker to start a blog in 2004. She said because of that blog, she's gained many new clients, not only individual wine lovers, but restaurant owners and professional buyers after launching one of her social media pages. And she says an advantage of social media is that you don't have to pay for making yourself known. Obviously, you have to invest time.But yes. She says it does pay off. And she said this at Vin Italy, which is a wine trade fair. And she says that contacts through the social media have boosted Crociani's online sales with a number of orders doubled to 50 or 60 a month, which is a considerable help for a small company which makes 60,000 or maybe 70,000 bottles of wine a year.
我们知道意大利呢红酒非常的出名，它是仅次于法国第二大这个红酒的出口国家，但是呢由于受到金融危机的影响，它在2009年呢整个销售业绩下降了6%。现在呢很多这个年轻的红酒商呢，他们发现一个新的方法能够使他们的红酒有更大的销量，就是通过博客或者是social networking system 这种方式呢，就是现代的这种社交网站等等这种方式呢，来帮助他们销售他们的红酒，可以说呢是古老与现代的一种方式的结合。那很多人说呢，开了博客之后呢，或者这种微博的形式呢，能够方便他们更好的能够宣传自己的产品，特别呢是针对一些年轻的市场，因为现在很多年轻人他们喜欢喝啤酒或者其他的一些饮料，他们往往忽视了红酒的作用，所以通过这样的这种社交网站的方式呢，能够使大家特别是年轻人更加了解到红酒的一些好处。 That's very reasonable because young customers, they tend to favor beer or other kinds of drinks over wine. So through this kind of blogging or just social networking sites, they can help this wine makers.
They can be attracted back to the wine drinking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Italy, more conservative producers prefer to stick to the traditional ways of promoting their business. But according to Crociani, Italian winemakers lag far behind US rivals in understanding the growing importance of social media. It's, after all, a new communication and marketing tool. However, the Italians, they are making first steps in this social media in particular. Hardcore traditionalists, they do reject the innovative communication in favor of personal contacts with clients. But then again, because of the tough times that a lot of countries have gone through recently, the social media community has created a kind of safety network because fellow winemakers are able to exchange useful information and they even can pass on clients to each other.
那很多的这个红酒制造商呢，他们都与时俱进的开办了这样的一个社交网站，同时呢在自己的这个网站上呢开展了这样红酒博物馆，使大家能够通过这种 video 的形式来观看自己的这个红酒园区是怎么样产葡萄，怎么样来产红酒的。但是呢还有一些很传统的这个红酒商，他们说我们宁愿用传统的方式来销售我们的红酒，因为这是我们的历史，是我们的文化，是我们的传统。So people they also think you know know, stick to their more traditional ways of promoting their business. They prefer people to visit their wineries or their, because they think it's part of their history, it's a part of their long tradition. So
I think something is, that's right, something mm-hmm. is that has such a long tradition, winemaking and maybe the making of liqueurs in most countries in Europe. It's a place where tradition plays a very big part in things, but there's something called Car del Bosco. They are makers of a bubbly, a sparkling wine in Italy, and they're due to launch a new multimedia website, cadelbosco.com, and they're going to invite clients to an interactive visit to their winery and the Franciacorta winemaking district in northern Italy. So this will be something for the future, which many European, we're talking about Italy mainly, but I'm sure the French and Germans and the others will soon catch up with the methods that are obviously being used in a better way in the United States.
那刚才呢，我们去的是意大利，现在呢，来到另外一个红酒，或者香槟产量大国呢，就是法国。Makers of sparkling wines in Burgundy hope they can steal a march on their northern neighbors in Champagne and lure foreign buyers who have been finding the champagnes a bit expensive. Someone said, I have high hopes for US and Britain. He said, the rise in the value of single European currency, the euro, has been pushing up the price of champagne for drinkings in other markets, making Burgundy bubbly an attractive value for more tipple. And the price rise of champagne on many markets due to the euro could turn more buyers to other sparkling wines like Crémant.
Yeah, champagne, as maybe some people know, can only be made in the specific French region called Champagne, or Champagne in French, but it hasn't stopped vintners, winemakers in other areas to make sparkling wines too. They use the same methods as champagne makers have done from, ever since the time of a monk called Dom Pérignon, and they use yeast in the wine to create the sparkle. For example, there's Cava from Spain and Spumante from Italy. These are all white sparkling wines that taste more or less the same as the actual champagne from France. And champagne mostly matures in underground cellars, but there's a maker in France called Bailly-Lapierre, and they use a large cave in a rock next to a river called the Yonne River in France. And that cave was formerly a quarry. The thing is, with a lot of these wines, they need to be kept cool in a place that keeps the temperature constant, maybe 12 degrees, and it's very important to maintain the temperature during the time that the wine matures.
Yeah, so because tastes differ, the winery make various sparkling wines depending on the selection of grapes and dosage of the liquor. A sweet addition put in the wine before maturing and again before they are prepared for distribution. And the reserve is a combination of four grape. What is that? It's French, you know that.
Yeah, there's some people who know something about wine. They will know that there are some favorite grape types, Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, Gamay, Aligot. So these are the things that are often favoured. I think some of the Chardonnay grapes are used in China anyway. Rosé is very popular at the moment. It's a general trend in wines.
Yeah. And someone said, who is Bailly Lapierre? He's combining traditional production methods with modern marketing clout, and it recently dropped its elaborate and traditional labels for a more pure and modern design. That the old client will come back, but to win new clients, you need to have a more modern image and not come across as a drink for older generations.
Yeah, well, certainly in Britain, I know that most drinks manufacturers, they're making most of their profit from the younger generation. So, you know, if people are wanting to sell their wine, these wine makers, they need to appeal to the younger market, because that's where most of the money is spent nowadays.
好，刚才我们说完法国呢，现在我们来穿越英吉利海峡来到英国看一看。 More than one in five Britons never eat at the table and 85% admit to snacking mindlessly. This is according to a poll from England. People regularly fail to think about what they are eating and many arepiling on the pounds as a result. Of the 85% who admits to unconscious eating, most said boredom was the main trigger.
Yeah, eating to give themselves a treat was the second most common reason, followed by feeling depressed. TV watching, was also a trigger for unconscious eating, while snacking in a bid to cheer yourself up came in fifth.Eating on weekends was the next most common reason, while in the seventh place was people enjoying me time. That's, you know, spending some quality time just indulging yourself. More than 60% of adults surveyed admit to eating too much, although three quarters of those said that they wanted to lose weight.
Hmm.那英国的一项最新的调查显示呢，五分之一以上的英国人呢从来不坐在餐桌前用餐，85%的人称呢承认自己盲目进食。调查显示，人们往往不去想自己究竟在吃些什么，所以许多人因此而发胖。多数人呢说盲目进食呢是由于无聊造成的。那第二大原因呢是要犒劳自己，第三呢就是心情比较郁闷，所以他们才会选择吃东西。那盲目进食的第四大原因呢是看电视的时候就不知不觉地吃了很多东西。那第五大原因呢是吃东西会让自己变得非常的开心。 Yeah, so which one do you think you are?
Well, I try to eat regularly, and although I like to eat snacks and chocolate, I try to have that after I've eaten my regular meals, and so I try to have five or six hours between the three meals that I have each day. But I can see that, the I suppose the trend with younger people, if they're playing computer games, that they don't want to leave the computer, so they just bring food to their, the place where they play on the computer. And maybe some people find it very hard to leave the television or computer to go and sit at a table. I remember it was only about 10 years ago in England, I visited a family, well, actually a group of young people who were sharing a house together, and I was quite amazed. They didn't have a table in the house. they sat and ate their food in front of the television or where they were playing their computer games. And I thought, well, in the kitchen, there's no place for a table.But even in the living room, there was no table.
Uh-huh.
But that's an increasing thing in houses. You don't expect now just to have people with a table. You don't need it.
Yeah.
The old idea of traditional family lunch or family dinner, has gone out of the window. People just aren't doing this so much.
Yeah. So for many young people, I think not only in Britain, but also for nowadays, any place you can find young people, they don't have time to...cook for themselves, just eat outside, and then they, got home to sleep or just work. But they never cook for themselves. They just went to their parents or, go to the restaurants.
But I think to say that you don't have time for it is getting back to the time management situation. Mm-hmm. You will have time. I mean, if you play computer games an hour less every day, you will have time to have regular meals.It's a social thing, isn't it? You'll lose out if you don't go and, even if you just go to a restaurant, eating with friends is important.
Okay, and now let's take a break. Listen to a song, Lips of an Angel by Hinder.
Honey, why are you calling me so late?It's kinda hard to talk right now. Honey, why are you crying? Is everything okay? I gotta whisper 'cause I can't be too loud. Oh well, my girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish she was you. I guess we're
Lips of an Angel, Hinder.
Okay, now let's move on to Biz News. 接下来呢，我们来听听财经资讯。First one, NDRC works out green measures. 国家发改委出台政策鼓励节能产业发展。
More policy tools are being worked out to encourage energy conservation and the use of renewables to propel the development of China's energy-saving industries, an official from the National Development and Reform Commission, NDRC, said. Speaking at an energy conference, Xie Ji, Deputy Director of Environmental Protection and Resource Conservation Division at the nation's top economic planning agency, outlined the policies it is drafting for the 12th five-year plan, 2011 to 2015. Policy tools tailored to energy service industry are likely to include a national fund sponsored by the central government, a set of tax incentives such as tax exemptions and tax breaks,an improved accounting system with regard to energy conservation expenses, and at the regional level, more energy-related special purpose services from financial institutions. Unparalleled progress has been made in energy conservation and emissions reduction thanks to rising central government support and public awareness across the nation, the official said. The momentum will continue and generate new achievements. During the 11th five-year plan,2006 to 2010, while average annual gross domestic product, GDP, growth was 10.72%, annual energy consumption growth remained at 6.51%. In other words, the ratio of energy consumption in proportion to GDP was 0.75 on average, significantly lower than during any of the previous five-year plans, Xie said.In the meantime, a responsibility system has been developed to hold various government agencies to account for national and regional targets in energy saving and emission reduction. As a result, they have rolled out their own policies and matching technological solutions, Xie said.
Second one, IMF says world output projected to rise by 4.25% this year.国际货币基金组织称，全球生产量增长4.25%。
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, recently said the global recovery is stronger than expected and world output is projected to rise by 4.25% this year. The global recovery has evolved better than expected, with activity recovering at varying speeds, tepidly in many advanced economies, but solidly in most emerging and developing economies, said the IMF in its latest World Economic Outlook report. According to the report, the world economy, which declined by 0.6% in 2009, will recover gradually in 2010 and 2011, growing by 4.2% and 4.3% respectively.Economies that are off to a strong start are likely to remain in the lead, as growth in others is held back by lasting damage to financial sectors and household balance sheets, said the report. The advanced economies are expected to expand by 2.3% this year and by 2.4% in 2011, following a decline in output of more than 3% in 2009.Growth in emerging and developing economies is projected to be over 6.3% and 6.5% in 2011, following a modest 2.4% gain in 2009. Among the advanced economies, the United States is off to a better start than Europe and Japan, said IMF Chief Economist Oliver Blanchard. Among emerging and developing economies, emerging Asia is leading the recovery, while many emerging European and some Commonwealth of Independent States economies are lagging behind.
Okay, that was today's Biz News, and now let's move on to Popular American. 接下来呢，我们来听听流行美语。在今天的流行美语当中呢，我们将学到两个常用短语，第一个是 zip， 第二个是 drama queen。 Let's take a listen。
Hi Michael， 你这个周末有功课要做吗？
Nope， I don't have to do zip，
I'm free the whole weekend.
你不用做 zip, 那是什么意思啊? Zip, 不是衣服上的拉链吗?
No, I mean zip, Z-I-P, as in zero or nothing. I don't have zip means I don't have anything to do.
Oh, zip 可以解释为零,什么也没有。那你的意思是你周末什么事也没有,对不对?
Yes, if you ask me for money, and I don't have any,I could say, I haven't got zip. Get it?
知道了,你没有钱。我本来也没有想问你借钱啊。
Good. Now, do you have any money I could borrow? I want to buy a Coke.
No, I don't have zip. 哎,我这么说对不对?
Yes, you used it right, but I really want to buy a Coke.
你真的要问我借钱啊?
Right.
Michael, 我可真是没有钱,我不骗你。
Oh well.I guess I'll have to go to the bank before we can do anything interesting this weekend. If I don't have any cash, then we won't be able to do zip.
没错，你呀，要不到银行去取钱，那周末我们哪儿也去不了了。We won't be able to do zip.
Now you've learned the word zip. The bank is over there. I'll get some cash and I'll come right back.
Okay, 快一点啊，我饿了，要去吃晚饭了。哎，Michael，你多取点钱。I don't have zip in my pocket.
All right.
哎呦 ，Michael， 我们周末出去玩的计划全被打乱了。我们的历史教授从电脑上发给我们一个新作业，星期一就要交了。哎呦，我真气死了。
Oh, don't be such a drama queen. The assignment can't be that bad, and I know for a fact that you do have free time.
你叫我什么啊？Drama queen, drama 是戏剧 ，queen 是女王。哎，这两个词合在一起。Hey, 我虽然不知道 drama queen 的具体意思啊，但是我肯定你是在讽刺我，对不对
？Not really. Drama, D-R-A-M-A, queen, Q-U-E-E-N, is a girl who exaggerates her problems, usually to get attention.Your problem really isn't that bad, but you make it sound like the end of the world.
Oh, drama queen 原来是说一个女孩为了引起别人的注意，夸张了她面临的问题。哎呦，就是小题大做嘛。哎，我可不是小题大做哦，我是因为没有时间完成作业，所以我才心烦意乱。
Oh, please. You're being a little too dramatic about this homework assignment.
只是一个作业。Hey, 你说的倒简单。算了算了，不跟你争了啦。可能是我还不清楚 drama queen 的含义。哎 ,Michael, 你再给我举个例子好不好
?Do you remember my friend Angela, who called me crying because she couldn't find her math book?
当然记得咯，她呀，为了找不到她的数学书，给你打电话的时候还哭了。哇，真是难以相信，她好像老是有什么事感到不高兴似的。
She is such a drama queen. She makes a huge deal out of losing a book or a bad haircut. Once, she wouldn't talk to me for a week because I forgot to call her back.
对，她呀，总是大惊小怪，小题大做的，丢了一本书也不高兴，剪头发剪得不好也不高兴。哎，你忘了给她打回电，她当然要生气咯，一个星期不跟你讲话，就算客气的了。我啊，可没有像他那样，所以别叫我 drama queen 啊。
Yeah, you're not quite as bad.
Okay, and that was today's popular American. 我们听到的两个常用短语，第一个是 zip, z。IP 指的是零，什么都没有的意思。另外一个 drama queen 指的是女孩子为了引起别人的注意，夸张问题的意思。Alright, that's all for today's program, I think. And let's end up today's show with a song, Look After You by The Free. See you the same time tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. I don't see this now. I will.
北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
Cookie 经济学，欢迎来到 Cookie 经济学。今日查点：本身违法 ，illegal per se。司机只要测出血液中含有酒精，就会被认定酒后驾驶，其违法的原因并不在考虑范围之内。这种根据行为判定违法的条款就是本身违法。在美国，本身违法广泛应用于反垄断法，企业只要实施了法律禁止的垄断行为，不管动机和后果如何，法院都会直接判它非法。